Falange for sure, and in Shawville, they have what they call day medicine. So you can go to day medicine, and if you have a dressing that needs to be changed, or you have stitches that need to be removed, or you have little staples, or you have to get your ears cleaned, or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we used to do that at the CLSC in Quail. We used to offer that service. But when in 2015, when the establishments were fused, you know, when there was amalgamation and centralization, they cut that service completely. So now what happens is people from Muskill, like, let's say you live in Breckenridge, you know, all the way down to Cary Fawn, okay? You know where that is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So you'll get told that because you're a Pontiac citizen, you either have to go to the hospital in Shawville, okay, to get stitches removed, like you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or they send them to Kalunch.
Jeez.
Okay? To Fort, yes, sir. So it can take them over an hour to get there. And then the patients will say, well, can't I go to, like, Aylmer or something? And they're like, no, you live in the Pontiac. You know, you got to go to Pontiac. And they're like, well, wait a minute. How come I can't, you know, it's just, I just need my ears cleaned. Like, why do I have to go to the hospital? And the hospital, they're busy doing, like, chemotherapy and stuff like that. So but generally the hospital kind of says, well, why don't you go to Kalunch? Because, you know, we don't really, we do heavy cases. You know, we're not going to. So anyway, so, but that's a service that was taken away with centralization. So that, I don't, to my understanding, that's not on the petition right now.
Okay.
But because I don't think Pat Musk wants to start with everything, like asking for more than what we're going to get. So my understanding is that we start with the lab services.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it would be logical to offer some of these services, you know. You know, so you go to the emergency room, you get stitches put in. You know, and you're from Breckenridge. Well, you got to go up to Glens to get your stitches out. The issue that I see as a physician is that people don't go. They're like, well, no, that's not going to happen. Like, I'm not going to, and it's a crazy gas now, too. And some of these people have never been to Fort Glens. Why would they go to Fort Glens to get two stitches out? Like, that doesn't even make any sense.
Hmm.
So I think that the next thing is going to be that patients are going to stand up and say, look, we want these services closer to home.